We've watched Aurelia's culinary diversity grow significantly in recent years, with more international flavors and inventive cuisine being added to the mix. It wasn't long ago that we couldn't find Japanese or Thai or Indian offerings without heading to the city south of us. It's nice to have so much to choose from, but I still find myself going back to the basics more often than not. The basics being the burgers. A ground beef patty on a bun. It's that simple. And simple is good. It's difficult to find a fancy or overcomplicated burger in this area, but it is easy to get a tasty one. Three of the best can be found within a few blocks of each other on the main street. Kensington Burger Bar, using 100% Angus beef for its smash burgers, combines simplicity with creativity. For those looking for something more adventurous, this is the place to go. Want ground beef on a bun? It can be done. Want the kitchen sink? That, too, can be done, but bring an appetite and be prepared for people to stare at you. This monstrosity comes with cheddar, bacon, turkey, mozzarella, pea meal, fried chicken, Monterey Jack, grilled chicken, brie, fried egg, onion rings, poutine and a jalapeno popper. I haven't tried it yet. That might be a column of its own. My favorite is the Kenzie, which comes with cheddar, bacon and a fried egg. I'll also happily settle for a cheeseburger or the Rodeo Burger, which has mozzarella, bacon, onion rings and buttermilk ranch. Head west and you'll find the common stove Swinton Burger. This is where fancy meets simple. Many places use one type of beef for their patties, but the common stoves is a blend of short rib, chuck and dry-aged ribeye, topped with caramelized onion. The exceptional flavor of the beef blend negates the need for any more toppings. I'm often asked what my favorite local burger is. The Swinton is always part of the conversation, but my answer, without hesitation, is the Couchiching Craft Brewing Company burger. My enthusiasm for this smash burger got the best of me in a column I wrote about the brewery, but I have no regrets. I can't say enough about it. It's 100% chuck, and it's thick for a smash burger. It's topped with lettuce, pickle, special sauce and a local sheep-style gouda, all sandwiched between a butter bun from Aurelia Bakery in Delhi. You don't need to go to a brewery or a fancy restaurant to find a quality burger, and if you're looking for something more affordable, you have options beyond fast food. Hill's Maple Leaf Restaurant is an iconic Aurelia spot, offering a classic diner experience. It's likely best known for its breakfast, but it has one of the best burgers in town. Like many places, Hill's uses only chuck in the patty and it's cooked to perfection. You can see the universally recognized golden arches of a fast food giant from the Memorial Avenue Eatery's parking lot, but resist the pull. It's got nothing on Hills. One of the newest burgers on the Aurelia scene comes out of the Crew Kitchen in the plaza at Atherley Road and Forest Avenue. This thing is a flavor bomb. Chef Calvin Sherry uses chuck and packs it with steak seasoning made in-house. He tops it with a generous slab of smoked gouda, which helps balance out the ample seasoning. There are many other burgers in the area that haven't been mentioned here. Some simply don't stand out. Some, I just haven't tried. I'm open to suggestions. I don't judge a book by its cover, but I do judge a restaurant by its burger. It seems some places put it on the menu simply because it's a staple. If it's only an afterthought, though, don't bother. Stick with what you're good at and leave this classic to the pros. What's your favorite burger? Let me know at nathan@aureliamatters.com. Nathan Taylor's local food and drink column runs every other Saturday.